From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. North Korea has launched a long-range rocket. South Korean officials confirmed the launch early Sunday. North Korea had notified UN agencies it planned to launch a rocket carrying a satellite, but the liftoff is largely seen as a cover for Pyongyang's long-range missile tests. The rocket was headed on a southward trajectory and passed over Japan's southern Okinawa Islands. In Washington, National Security Advisor Susan Rice condemned the launch in a statement, saying the United States will take all necessary steps to defend itself and its allies. The launch comes after last month's widely disputed claim by Pyongyang that it had tested a hydrogen bomb. North Korea is believed to be working on miniaturizing a nuclear device to mount on a missile. Rescuers in Taiwan say they have found signs of life in a residential high-rise which collapsed in Saturday's magnitude 6.4 earthquake. Rescue crews believe that life-detecting equipment had found signs of life from at least 29 people trapped inside the apartment building in the city of Tainan. Rescuers have pulled more than 240 survivors from the ruined building. Local emergency officials say that an estimated 132 people are still missing more than 24 hours after the earthquake. At least 18 people were killed in the tremor, and more than 480 people were injured. Most of the injured had been released from hospitals by Saturday night. Taiwan has been struck by several earthquakes in the past, though many of them were minor. In 1999, however, a huge quake killed more than 2,300 people. This is VOA News. European officials urged Turkey to open a border crossing Saturday, where tens of thousands of Syrian civilians arrived this week, fleeing a massive government offensive in Aleppo province. EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini said Saturday in the Netherlands that EU support for Turkey is intended to help Ankara handle the influx of refugees.
The support that the European Union is providing to Turkey, among others, is aimed exactly at guaranteeing that Turkey has the means, the instruments, the resources to protect and to host people that are seeking asylum.
Turkey's foreign minister said outside the meeting that his country will keep an open-door policy for people fleeing aggression from the Syrian government and Russian airstrikes. The humanitarian group Mercy Corps says getting any help to the city of Aleppo is next to impossible. Dalia Al-Akati, the Mercy Corps' director of programs for North Syria, says the main route to the city is cut because Syrian government troops actually hold part of the road. She says that even moving people closer to the Turkish border is no guarantee of safety.
We have seen airstrikes very close to the border. We've seen a very high risk to civilians, of course, and then also to humanitarian aid workers as they try to perform their duties.
As many as 55,000 people have fled Aleppo towards Turkey in the last few days. Many have settled in one of eight camps near Bab al-Salam, in a temporary tent city set up on the Syrian side of the border. Representatives of the United States, China, Pakistan, and Afghanistan adopted a roadmap to promote direct peace talks between the Afghan government and the Afghan Taliban. VOA's Aisha Tanzim has the details from Islamabad.
Opening the meeting, Pakistan's advisor to the Prime Minister on Foreign Affairs, Sartaj Aziz, said all parties should try to bring the maximum number of Taliban to the table.
This will contribute to importing a momentum to the process, offering incentive of political mainstreaming of the insurgent groups and gradually shrink the space for the irreconcilables.
The Afghan Taliban, on the other hand, called the statement a one-sided affair, which would not produce any results. They told VOA they would not end the war until foreign forces withdrew from the country. The next meeting of the group will be on February 23rd in Kabul. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Islamabad.
For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.